Carl demands Rubio apologize for outrageous claim, media gleeful about coronavirus deaths. By Pam Key on March 30, 2020. Monday on ABC's The View, network political reporter Jonathan Carl said that Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, should apologize for claiming that the media can't contain their glee and delight over coronavirus cases in America exceeding China's official numbers, which have been questioned considering China's authoritarian government. Rubio tweeted Sunday, "Some in our media can't contain their glee and delight in reporting that the U.S. has more hashtag coronavirus cases than hashtag China." Co-host Sonny Hostin asked, "Not only has the president, I guess, attacked the media." Yesterday, Senator Rubio tweeted that some in our media can't contain our glee and delight in reporting that the U.S. has more coronavirus cases than China. How do you respond to that tweet coming from a U.S. senator? Carl said, "It is outrageous. It is wrong. It is hurtful. I called out Senator Rubio, and I'll do it again now to say, who are you talking about, Senator? And more importantly, to tell him, Senator Rubio, apologize for that." Referring to CBS News producer Maria Mercader and NBC audio technician Larry Edgeworth, Carl said, "That tweet hit just after our friends at CBS News learned that one of their colleagues, one of their co-workers, died from coronavirus. A colleague at NBC died of coronavirus. We have two members of the White House press corps who are now suspected to have coronavirus. Who does Marco Rubio think is taking joy and glee at more people being sick?" He added, "That's an outrageous statement. It's a hurtful statement. It's the kind of thing I wrote the book about the idea of people putting out misinformation intended to further divide us. We've got to put a pause on that kind of talk now, especially from somebody like Marco Rubio." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.